Hello, and welcome to the only podcast of its kind on the internet for the Quantum Grammar Shoot. I'm your host, Colin Jason, Matthew, Colin Glass. And in this podcast, I'll talk about a wide variety of topics, which is just me sharing my opinion, mostly through the lens of the wonderful technology known as Correct Sentence Structure Communication Parsing Syntax Grammar, i.e. Quantum Grammar. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoy it. Today I'm going to use this now space of this podcast to discuss terms and conditions, and what that means. Now, there are some people out there who use terms and conditions sort of as a way to trespass upon others. Here's the thing with terms and conditions. Let's look at it this way. Say you have a vessel, whatever that vessel is. Maybe you have a bus, okay? It's your bus. You have a bus, and you're providing a service. You're going to transport people from point A to point B. But you have terms and conditions. If someone wants to board your bus, they have to agree to your terms and conditions. If they don't comply with the terms and conditions, they don't get to board. They can go somewhere else. They don't get to come on board your bus and dictate to you what their terms and conditions are. It doesn't work that way. Now, the passenger can say, well, these are my terms and conditions. And then the bus driver, you, the bus owner, can say, well, okay, but first you have to comply with my terms and conditions because this is my vessel, this is my venue. In order for you to even step foot on here, first you have to agree to these terms and conditions. And then they say, well, one of my terms and conditions is that I have to come on here naked. And I can just go to the bathroom wherever I want to. Well, of course, then the owner, you, the vehicle, the vessel owner is going to say, no, can't do that. You're going to have to find another vessel. You see, I'm using an extreme example, a goofy example, but this is how it works. Usually, with contracting, it's one contract party wants something from another contract party, and so therefore, the contract party that wants something must agree to the other contract party's terms and conditions. They cannot dictate those terms and conditions to the other party. It doesn't work that way. They can make their ideas known, but ultimately, the authority and authorization and permission rests in the hands of the individual who has the service that's wanted. One person wants something from another person. The person who wants something must agree to the terms and conditions. Otherwise, there's no contract. Period. End of story. That's it. That's how terms and conditions work. Now, there are some times when two contract parties want to join together in conjunction with one another to have a joint performance, a win-win performance, in which case they both would contribute to the terms and conditions of the contract, and then both would agree on equal, you know, rule one, rule equal, how that would work. That's when both contract parties are authors of the contract. When you have one contract party who is the author of the contract, anyone coming in to join with them must agree to their terms and conditions. Otherwise, there is no contract. Another example would be if you have your house. You have certain rules, certain terms and conditions for your house. And take your shoes off at the door. Don't wear hats inside, which, by the way, is a huge peeve of mine. I go out to restaurants and stuff, and I see people wearing hats at a table while they're eating. It's just, I'm old-fashioned, whatever. It blows my mind. I think it's rude. Anyways, so you have terms and conditions for your house. No shoes. No, you got to take your hat off. Dressed appropriately. Perhaps don't use rude curse words, whatever it is. Those types of things. Now, someone coming to as a guest to your house would have to agree with those terms and conditions. Someone can, a guest cannot come, would not come to your house feasibly, knock on your door, and then dictate their terms and conditions to you. Well, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to wear my shoes, and I have dog shit on my shoes, and I don't care, because I'm going to use the corner over here as a bathroom, and I'm going to piss in your corner. That's basically what someone's doing when they come on board your vessel and dictate their terms and conditions, totally disrespecting your terms and conditions. You see what I'm getting at here? That's just flat out rude, if not a trespass in and of itself. If someone comes to my domicile and would act in such a way, they would find themselves jettisoned very forcefully from the domicile, and they would be lucky if they escaped unscathed. That's just how life works. It is what it is. That's how seriously I take terms and conditions. Take, for example, in the last 24 hours, I came up with the idea to do a group mini class using the platform Zoom to hold a confidential mini class. And I advertised it on my YouTube channel. I gave notice, I broadcast it, that I was going to do this. And the terms and conditions for attending this Zoom room, well, a couple of the terms and conditions were, number one, you must use your correct name, your entire, full, correct name, to the best of your knowledge. And number two, you must have a profile picture that is you. It's a correct credentialing of yourself. Because for the simple fact that you know what I look like, you know my correct name, I just ask the same consideration of you. And also, this had to do with to see who has an attention to detail, who is willing to respect and honor me, the host's terms and conditions. And wouldn't you know it, when people started clicking on the Zoom link when I posted it, coming into the waiting room, the Zoom waiting room, none of them, except for one, used their correct name. They would either use their first name or some nom de guerre. Some of them had blurred out profile pictures. So that tells me either they didn't read the terms and conditions, or they blatantly and maliciously just decided not to follow them. And those people did not and were not permitted to board the vessel. Because if you can't respect and honor my terms and conditions just to get in the door, then how do you expect, how do you think, do you think you're going to have those, possess those neurological pathways to actually learn this grammar? Because this grammar is about detail. Some people may say, oh, well, you're being, you know, kind of anal to have to expect, have such big expectations of people. They're not expectations, they're terms and conditions. And if you do not possess the neurological pathways to understand that, to comprehend that, to cognize the terms and conditions of sharing your correct name and a correct photograph for rule one, rule equal maintenance, then you probably don't have any business learning this grammar. It's probably not a technology or a tool that would be safe in your hands. There are plenty of individuals out there who are sloppy with this grammar, don't have closure on it, and just throw it around as if it's just, you know, just any old thing. those are the type of people that I don't want aboard my vessel. And so this was a vetting process. This was a vetting process to see who actually possessed the store of knowledge in their formatory apparatus, i.e. their brain, to be able to cognize direction, to be able to see that attention to detail, cognize it, and follow it, to board the vessel, to have the honor and the grace to comply with my terms and conditions. If you don't have that, you don't belong aboard my vessel, and you're not going to be welcome aboard my vessel. Now, some people may say, you know, that's being hard-nosed or whatever. And maybe for them it is. Maybe they're not used to being held to a high standard of communication. But what do you think correct sentence structure, communication, parsing, syntax, grammar is? It's a high level of communication, the highest that there is. There's nothing above it or below it. It is what it is. It's on its own. It's different than everything else. And if you don't possess the neurological pathways to comply with simple terms and conditions, then you definitely don't possess the neurological pathways to get closure on this grammar at this point in the now space. I'm not saying you won't ever. I'm saying at this point, you don't. Flat out. And that's from, 5 years experience of teaching this to hundreds of people all over the earth. Some of whom, well, let's put it this way. Every single person, individual, man or woman, that I have let slide on these terms and conditions. Maybe when we did the video consult, the conditions for a video consult with me is that you have audio and video on your camera and you use your correct name. Anytime I've let any one of those terms and conditions slide, it's always turned out crooked. Meaning it didn't work out, or some weird shady stuff happened. And so that's a learning experience for me, with the humility that I must always adhere to these terms and conditions as far as this grammar goes, in order to maintain the integrity of my teaching vessel, my teaching construct. For example, I had an individual contact me, and actually they were from Ukraine. And they contacted me, they'd been looking at correct sentence structure for a while, and they wanted to learn it in order to protect themselves, to safeguard themselves and their family from whatever situation that they're in. And they wanted my help to learn it. Well, I'm definitely a correct sentence structure tutor, but I treat everyone the same. Everyone gets the same kuleana from me. So I wrote them back, and I offered them a video consultation. That's my vetting process, 10 to 15 minute video consultation. We look each other in the eye and we vet each other. Keep in mind, this individual made it a point to say that English was not their first language. Well, what this individual probably hadn't considered is that some of my best students, English is not their native tongue. Matter of fact, it's actually a blessing not to have English as your first language, because you don't have those same preconceived notions about grammar going into it. In any case, he said that, and then I offered him the video consult, and also made it a point to mention there's over 300 videos on my YouTube channel that I took the time to create, and the blood, sweat, and tears to publish and edit and blah, 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 and that if he wants to study those, he can study those too. Or he can apply for a workshop. And the first step to that is to do a 10 to 15 minute video consultation with me. Well, he responds back to me telling me that he doesn't want to waste time with video chats. Well, then we have nothing left to talk about, because that is what I offered. I offered the service of the video chat to discuss it between us, what he wants to do or doesn't want to do, that we can vet each other. That's my first line. my first, how could you say it, term and condition, is that if you want to board my vessel, these are the steps. And he flat out refused to do step one, but yet still expected me to help him in some way. He expected me to help him in some way. So what this individual did, I think, and this is just a sensation I get, was by saying that they were from a certain location in the world, that I would perhaps have some sort of empathy towards them that I wouldn't normally have towards anyone else, and that I would just let that slide, which, no, it's not going to slide. It's rule one, rule equal. I offer this service or that service, and if you don't accept it, then you've denied or refused my terms and conditions, and so therefore there's no contract. There's no moving forward after that. The first thing is first. You have to agree to the terms and conditions of what an individual is offering you if you're coming to them for a service. You don't get to impose yourself or your stuff on them, if that makes sense. I also had a couple other people trying to contact me using that same, what will we call that? That's a logical fallacy, appeal to emotion, where they use, oh, you know, the Ukraine people and this and that. They could use help with correct sentence structure. It could help them. Well, certainly, I'd be more than happy to help them. Give them a link to my YouTube channel. There's over 300 videos on there. They can study, take all the time they need to learn the grammar. And if they want me to be their personal guide, they can contact me at jasonmatthewg17@gmail.com. We can set up a video consult and go from there. You know, I mean, it's there. The venue's open. I don't know if, you know, but they seem to want to expect me to do something different or extraordinary just because of a certain situation, which I'm not saying I wouldn't do. However, one must be cognizant of rule one, rule equal, and the maintenance of that. Because when things are unbalanced, then that's when shipwrecks happen. I know this from experience, and this is definitely true of correct sentence structure. There must be a balance, and one must be constantly cognizant of that balance. And I'm also well aware that there are people out there, and we can call them people, or we could also use the synonym vultures, who are just looking for free stuff. They just want handouts. They think everything should be free and should just be freely given to them, regardless of what it costs the giver. They don't care. They feel entitled. I touched on this in another post in my community section, how for some reason there's a certain generation that feels entitled to certain things. They're rude and just expect people to give them everything while they give nothing in return for the avoidance of the rule one, rule equal. So to wrap this little podcast up, bring it back around, terms and conditions, that's how they work. Usually most contracts are between someone who wants something from someone who has something. The person who has something, the contract party that has something, has terms and conditions that the person who wants something must agree to. If they don't agree, there's no contract. The person who wants something would not impose their terms and conditions on the individual that they want something from. That's a trespass. The person who wants something is coming by consent, willingly, of their own free will, to request something of the person that has something. Do you see what I'm getting at here? The fiction system navigates on trespass. It navigates on coercion and forcing people into do things via fear and things like that. That's how the fiction system navigates. If you see anyone out there using these types of tactics, and they are tactics, because these are acts of war, when it's fear and coercion, and, you know, I'll say it, rape, forcing people to do things, that is fiction system. A correct sentence structure system would not do that. It would not force anyone to do anything unless it's to stop a trespass. That's it. So if I feel that you have done me wrong and I feel you owe me something, say, for example, we're walking down the sidewalk next to one another and you bump into me and knock me down and I skin my knee, I suddenly feel that you owe me $6 million for pain and suffering because you skinned my knee, because you caused me to fall down and skin my knee because you bumped into me. Correct sentence structure is not going to help me get that. That's not how it works. However, if you bump into me and I get knocked down and I skin my knee and you try to sue me saying that it's my fault that you ran into me and you sue me for $6 million, well, I can easily stop that with a correct sentence structure, document, contract, postal vessel, court, venue. You see the difference? Correct sentence structure will not help you forcibly take something from someone. It will not help you to force someone to do something against their will. It just doesn't happen that way. And anyone who tells you that, I challenge you to challenge them for a continuance of the evidence to prove that, other than them telling some stupid story. I can pretty much guarantee it hasn't happened, and it won't happen. That's not how correct sentence structure works. I confidently say that. And that's just from experience. And if you want to learn the grammar, you'll find out the same thing. It navigates on the principles of rule one, rule equal, honor and grace, and peace and neutrality. And these are the terms and conditions. There's plenty of now space to get the closure you need with correct sentence structure. There is no hurry. So, that's my little dissertation on terms and conditions. Pretty sure I have already done a podcast about terms and conditions, but perhaps this hits it from a different angle. And this explains why I am the way I am with the consultations and the workshops. To put it in a negative condition of state, if you cannot keep a schedule, if you cannot double-check time zones for yourself, if you cannot keep to the subject matter and respect my terms and conditions, then we're not going to contract. It's that simple. One must be able to keep timelines, keep drogues, have an eye for detail. If you don't, if you get sloppy, then your grammar is going to be sloppy and the performance is going to reflect that. And the conclusion of those performances is going to reflect that. Period, end of story. You must be very diligent, critical thinker, using logic, and keeping schedules, timelines, so on and so forth. That's how it works. That's the key. There's a lot of psychology that goes into it. Again, you can check out my YouTube channel. There's lots of videos on psychology as well as this podcast right here, which I'm almost at 100 podcasts. There's plenty of information for you to study right there. But if you want me to be your guide in studying this stuff, if you want to participate in a scheduled, organized curriculum, contact me at jasonmatthewg17@gmail.com. The email will be in the description of this podcast. And apply for a correct sentence structure, communication, parse, syntax, grammar workshop. I'm always open for grammar questions as well at that same email address. If I can answer your question, I definitely will. If I can't answer your question, I will set up a 10 to 15 minute video consult where I could probably answer your question in 5 minutes or less. But I can also with confidence say that any grammar question you have can be answered if you take the time to study the videos on my channel. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.